Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, September 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Officials in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine have announced plans for Russia to annex four regions in the country's east and south, and to hold 3 days of voting on joining Russia starting this Friday. The move is Moscow's latest effort to consolidate its hold on territory it took months to capture, but now risks losing to recent progress by Ukrainian forces. Also today, Russia's lower house of parliament approved legislation that would help address its shortage of troops on the battlefield, raising fears that it could announce a full-scale mobilization, possibly within days. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he'll end the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for private sector workers effective November 1st, rolling back one of the last pandemic restrictions in the city as reported cases remain low. Adams says he's lifting the mandate to offer businesses more flexibility, but he's still encouraging workers to get vaccinated and boosted. The vaccine requirement for public employees still stands. And a government-backed panel says adults under the age of 65 should be screened for anxiety disorders, and all adults should be checked for depression. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force made the recommendations after many Americans reported symptoms of these mental health conditions following the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Last spring, the task force issued similar guidance for children and adolescents. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.